Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, September 9th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of environmental and energy news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Amazon to power its New Zealand data centers with renewable energy. Amazon has announced a $4.4 billion investment to power its New Zealand data centers with renewable energy. The project will feature computing facilities powered entirely by wind generation. This move aligns with the global trend towards renewable energy. Powerbank Corporation, N, stands to benefit from these advancements. Green Energy Stocks, a platform focusing on companies shaping the green economy, provides access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit greenenergystocks.com.
Easy Environmental Solutions takes step forward in fight against hunger issues across Africa as it receives initial down payment for its solution. Easy Environmental Solutions, Inc. has received a deposit from an African client to deploy its EasyFen modular microbe fertilizer system in Africa, marking a significant step in the fight against hunger on the continent. This deposit, the first of two ordered, amounts to $1.7 million and will generate annual recurring revenue of about $19 million per unit sold at full capacity. The EasyFen system converts local waste into TerraPlenish, an organic microbial fertilizer addressing soil productivity issues. With the potential to fertilize over 1 million acres of farmland, one EasyFen unit can feed over 16 million people, offering a sustainable solution to food insecurity in Africa. The system's ability to reduce costs by two-thirds, require 20% less water, and improve soil health naturally makes it a promising tool in combating hunger and promoting self-sufficiency in African communities. Blue Lagoon Resources nears MBBR commissioning, adds key team members as Dome Mountain moves toward production. Blue Lagoon Resources is nearing final commissioning of its moving bed biofilm reactor, MBBR, water treatment system at the Dome Mountain Gold Project. Once activated in the next 7 to 10 days, blasting can commence. Underground preparation work is underway, including establishing emergency exit points, bolt testing, ventilation system setup, and more. The company has added two key team members, Michael Kendall as underground mine supervisor and Dr. Francis Salifu as environmental manager. These hires strengthen operational readiness and commitment to safety and environmental compliance. Blue Lagoon Resources aims to start gold production in Q3 2025 at the Dome Mountain Gold Mine, focusing on becoming a cash-flowing mining company.
Renaissance Bioscience receives Government of Canada funding to target destructive canola flea beetle crop pests. Renaissance Bioscience Corp has secured funding from the Government of Canada to develop an RNA interference biocontrol technology to protect canola crops from destructive flea beetles. The $1.65 million project, titled Eco-Friendly Precision, Innovation RNAi Encapsidation for Flea Beetle Control, will receive $830,000 over 3 years. Canola is a vital global crop, with Canada being a leading producer. The innovative RNAi technology targets specific genes in pests, providing a sustainable alternative to chemical pesticides. Once approved, this Canadian-made solution will benefit farmers worldwide, supporting eco-friendly agriculture and economic growth. Renaissance Bioscience Corp, based in Vancouver, is a leading yeast bioengineering company focused on developing functional microorganisms for various industries. The Bronzeville Trail Task Force presents its 2025 Installation and Awards Luncheon. The Bronzeville Trail Task Force will hold its third annual Installation and Awards Luncheon on September 12th, 2025, celebrating the progress made towards turning an abandoned rail line into a health-enhancing biking trail for Chicago's South Side residents. The task force aims to convert the Kenwood L Line embankment into a walking, running, and biking trail park with a projected construction cost of $100 million. This year's honorees include Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle, Dr. Maria Villalobos Hernandez, architect Vernon Williams, and design firm Smith Group. Featured speakers at the event will be Commissioner Sierra Boatwright of the Chicago Department of Planning and Development and Doug Moniason, CEO of UICO LLC. Sponsorship proceeds will support the BTTF's Workforce Development Program, encouraging students to continue their education or seek apprenticeships in construction trades. Power Banks and 5.7 milliwatt North Main Street project clears interconnection study. Power Bank Corporation's 5.7 milliwatt North Main Street solar project in upstate New York has cleared a major technical milestone with the completion of its coordinated electric system interconnection review. The project is expected to qualify under the state's VDER compensation mechanism, providing energy equivalent to 670 homes. With more than 100 megawatts of projects built and a development pipeline exceeding 1 gigawatt, PowerBank is a premier developer and owner of renewable and clean energy projects. New York's target of 6 gigawatts of solar capacity by 2025, under its Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act, makes it a central market for PowerBank's initiatives. Otovo USA launches with $4-plus million in funding. Clean energy innovator William J. John Berger has launched Otovo USA, a new U.S. home energy service company that raised over $4 million in funding, led by EIC Rose Rock. Otovo USA offers a customer-first home power solution that combines retail, service, and trading into one integrated offering for homeowners. Partnering with European leader Otovo, the company's services include solar systems, batteries, standby generators, EV chargers, and more. The company's AI-based platform, Endurance, optimizes power assets for homeowners, ensuring reliable, cost-effective, and clean energy. Otovo USA is set to expand across America, providing exceptional service and value at a lower cost in the residential solar and home power services industry. Solar REIT secures $200 million from SLC Management to expand solar and battery financing. Solar REIT, a leading solar and battery storage real estate investment company, has secured a $200 million debt facility from SLC Management, a business of Sun Life Financial Inc. The capital will support SolarREIT's land financing solutions for solar and battery energy storage system developers nationwide. This partnership reflects institutional confidence in SolarREIT's business model, providing scalable access to low-cost capital. The facility is structured to meet growing developer demand in the face of rising capital requirements and evolving federal policies. Since its founding in 2020, SolarREIT has financed over $3 billion in solar and energy storage projects across the U.S., with more than $125 million in BEST transactions closed last year.
Easy Environmental Solutions hits key expansion milestone, gears up to ship first EasyFen to Kenya after receiving full down payment. Easy Environmental Solutions Inc. hits a key expansion milestone by receiving the full down payment for the first EasyFen waste-to-liquid microbial fertilizer unit in Africa. The unit is set to be shipped to Kenya in the next 90 to 120 days, marking the company's Kenya launch and potentially addressing food insecurity and soil degradation in the region. The EasyFen system is not only sustainable, but also profitable and scalable, generating approximately $19 million in recurring annual revenue at full capacity. With 80% of Kenya's land area arid or semi-arid, the country faces challenges in growing nutritious foods. Easy Environmental Solutions' EasyFen modular microbe fertilizer system aims to combat famine by converting waste into organic microbial fertilizer, restoring soil health, increasing yields, and supporting sustainable farming practices. The company plans to deploy EasyFen units across Africa to make a significant impact on the continent's hunger crisis.
Ace Green Recycling lands strategic supply deal for flagship Texas project. Ace Green Recycling Inc. has secured a multi-year master used lead acid battery supply agreement with Gold Star Metals LLC, ensuring a minimum of 30,000 metric tons of ULAB annually. This deal allows for scaling up to 100,000 per year as ACE expands operations at its Texas facility, set to begin in 2026. The ULAB will be sourced from multiple states, providing a reliable feedstock for ACE's clean recycling technology. This partnership underscores a commitment to a zero-emissions future in the recycling industry. ACE Green Recycling focuses on sustainable end-of-life solutions for lithium and lead batteries, led by CEO Nishchay Chadha and CTO Dr. Vipin Tyagi. For more information, visit www.acegreenrecycling.com. Most new energy capacity in H1 in the U.S. was renewable. A recent review of data from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission shows that the majority of new energy capacity gained in the U.S. in the first half of the year was from renewables. This shift to renewables highlights the resilience of the sector, with companies like PowerBank Corporation still playing a significant role. Tiny Gems, a specialized communications platform focusing on small-cap and mid-cap companies, aims to provide access to a wide network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions to help companies reach a broad audience of investors, influencers, consumers, journalists, and the general public. State Roundup: Hershey forms exploratory committee on run for governor. Memorial unveiled at Crownsville Hospital Center. Olszewski's former chief of staff gets $100,000 in IG lawsuit. Senate Minority Leader Stephen S. Hershey has formed an exploratory committee to consider 2026 gubernatorial bid, aiming to bring balance to a state he feels has shifted too far left. A memorial honoring the lives lost at Crownsville Hospital from 1912 to 1965 was unveiled, giving names to the 1,700 deceased patients. Former Chief of Staff Patrick Murray received $100,000 from Baltimore County to settle an Inspector General lawsuit. Maryland's Attorney General is monitoring legal actions that could impact President Trump's plan to send troops to Baltimore. Various reactions have emerged from Baltimore residents, politicians, and protesters regarding the potential National Guard intervention in the city. Senator Angela Alsobrook's call for Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s resignation gains support. Harford County officials now require written consent to access county council emails. Councilman Izzy Patoka announces his candidacy for Baltimore County Executive. Montgomery County anticipates more federal job cuts in October, potentially affecting up to 40,000 workers. A Maryland Corrections Department employee accused of improperly involving ICE in detaining a suspected undocumented individual at a Baltimore courthouse is no longer in her position. A coalition of environmental organizations has formed the Maryland Data Centers Analysis Group to address environmental issues related to data centers.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.